V is for Vamp Woman. Carolyn Sparks. Chapter 1. As a man of few words, Mikhail Kirillov never stated the obvious. His companions were smart enough to reach the same conclusion he had. Zoltan's snitch had double-crossed them, and now they'd teleported into a trap. Mikhail quickly scanned the group of malcontents as they emerged from the nearby forest and gathered on the moonlit meadow, snarling and thumping their fists against their shields. They were armed with swords, spears, and axes. A mortal might assume these vampire thugs were hopelessly stuck in the past, but Mikhail knew better. The malcontents preferred their battles up close and bloody. The scent of blood in the air drove them wild. He completed his head count.
36 to 4.
Could be worse, JL whispered.
We each take out 9,
Jack said.
We can do it.
Zoltan nodded.
We should fight in a circle so our backs are protected.
Mikhail frowned as his companions drew their swords. Zoltan's idea wasn't bad, but it would severely limit their mobility. And if there was one thing Mikhail valued, it was a life free from limitations. Freedom from the ravages of time and disease. Freedom to live however he liked and fight however he wanted. In over 600 years of battle, no one had come close to defeating him. As a result, he had become a fiercely aggressive warrior, but never much of a team player. Not that he didn't care about his friends. Just 20 minutes earlier, Jack had announced with a huge grin that his wife, Lara, was pregnant. Mikhail would single-handedly annihilate an entire army of malcontents to ensure Jack returned to his wife, even though it was unlikely he would need assistance. Jack, aka Giacomo di Venezia, was probably the best vampire swordsman on the planet. Jean-Luc Echarpe would disagree, but he was too busy designing silly clothes, while Jack and Mikhail were helping Zoltan destroy a malcontent human trafficking ring based in Albania. As Coven Master of Eastern Europe, Zoltan Chakvar could handle himself in a sword fight. It was J.L. Wang who had Mikhail concerned. The former FBI special agent was a young American vamp and probably more comfortable with a pistol in his hand than a sword. A metallic screech pierced the air as the malcontents drew their swords. They shouted taunts across the field, no doubt feeling arrogantly secure in their superior numbers. Time to improve the odds. With one swift move, Mikhail reached overhead to draw his weapon from the leather scabbard on his back. It was a huge broadsword, heavy enough that most mortals found it difficult to lift with two hands. With his left hand, he pulled a freshly sharpened battle axe from his belt. His roar boomed across the field, causing the malcontents to flinch. As he charged toward them, he saw the calculations in their gleaming eyes. Just like the weathermen who watched incoming hurricanes, they were predicting where and when he would make landfall. Dead center. The vampires in the middle lifted their swords and shields in anticipation. The ends of the battle line inched forward, hoping to close in and surround him. Mikhail teleported to the right flank, and with one mighty swing of his sword, he lopped off 3 heads. Before the dead could fully disintegrate into 3 piles of dust, he teleported to the left flank and decapitated 3 more malcontents. With one last stop at the center of the line, he took out 3 more, then teleported back to his companions. The entire maneuver had taken less than 5 seconds. Shocked, the malcontents fumbled about. A dozen succumbed to fear and teleported away. Mikhail took a deep breath, then bellowed another war cry as he lifted his sword and battle axe overhead. That alone was enough to make 3 more malcontents piss on themselves before teleporting away. Behind him, his companions chuckled.
Now it's 12 to 4,
Zoltan said.
Way to go, Mikhail, JL added.
What are we waiting for?
Jack asked. With a shout, they charged toward the malcontents, Mikhail dispatched two with one swing of his sword, then spun around to take out a third with his axe. A quick glance assured him that his companions were doing well.